Redmond, Washington at TN Games. And sitting next to me is Mark Arbolero. Mark, thanks for sitting down and taking some time with me today. And tell me, what is TN Games for those of out there watching?
Well, TN Games is actually the gaming division of the parent company called Touch Networks.
Okay.
And what we do is, with TN Games, we make impact-generating devices, and our goal is to put more fun into video games like you've never had before.
Okay, now, first of all, I'm very excited just at the words that are coming out of your mouth. You say impact-generating devices. Full-body suits, helmets, vests, what do you have and what are in the plans?
Well, we're starting with the vest. That's our first product. And unlike traditional force feedback where you have rumble or buzz, you know, we asked ourselves, how is that like a rumbling joystick or a keyboard like a bullet wound? It's not.
It's not.
And so our goal is to put the oomph back in the bullet wound, and that's what we've designed, starting with the vest.
Okay, now next to me is my boss, who we've decided to shoot up a little bit today. Larry, how's it going? Are you feeling the impact?
Well, I am feeling the impact. I'm running right into a mess of people here. And I'm getting riddled.
And if you could describe what it's like when you're actually being shot, what does it feel like?
It's like a real sharp push. Uh-huh. There's four places in the front, four places in the back. When you get hit by a bullet, you feel it kind of pass right through you. So you get hit in the front, and then you feel it in the back, too.
That's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. So what's the technology inside this vest? How's it work?
Well, like I said, it's a new concept, a new technology, and it's based on air compression. So what we have is four custom air bladders in the front and four in the back. And with that configuration, you can actually emulate lots of different effects, from stab wounds, punches, kicks, to different types of bullets from heavy fire or machine gun blasts.
So would a punch feel different from a stab? Is there like a different like thrust of air that would hit you?
Yeah, it's a different air algorithm, different amount of air, different duration. So all that is up to the game developer. We have an API code that we give to game developers. They put it in their game and tune it however they want to, you know, best represent their gameplay.
Pretty cool. Now, I know you guys have a first-party design game called Incursion, right? And that ships with the device or with the vest?
Yeah, that's correct. Incursion is it's a futuristic first-person shooter game that kind of showcases a lot of the technology. It's pretty heavy fire, so it's...
Because you really want to be shot, right?
You want to have some fun with it and get shot. And we have some cool effects, like some recoil on the guns that you can emulate and things like that.
So you mean recoil, you'd feel the vest sort of push back at you like that?
Yeah, if you were carrying a big heavy game or heavy gun in the game and, you know, it's a heavy beast, then you're getting, some activity from the gun itself.
Yeah. When I broke it. Very cool. And what other games is it compatible with?
We're working on several first-person shooter games, and been working with Call of Duty 2.
Big. Yeah. All right. So you're partnering with Activision. That's huge.
Well,
partnering, teaming up, maybe.
They've allowed us to put our game code inside the Call of Duty 2, and so we're gonna use that as kind of a trial release, if you will, and see how things go.
Cool. And now, obviously, the vest is cool. It comes in stylish and, you know, monochromatic black. Pink, I see. Are those the two options? Is camo an option?
Yeah, we have actually a digital military gray camo also as well.
But they all come with the same four air bladders, did you call them?
Yeah, bladders. Simple term. Yeah. So, it's all the same design, just a different look. The vest can be customized, so if a specific game wants to tune a configuration to meet with their particular characters, that's an option as well.
But. And what about level of impact, because obviously I'm pretty tough, I want it to really pound me, but if, somebody like Larry just wants a gentle tap, can you adjust that?
It's not user adjustable, but we are going to bring out a higher pressure pump, so it's kind of two steps. This is like the medium step, and the people who really want more of a kick to it, we're going to have about 50% ramped up in power, if you will, as an option.
So when you say pump, what do you get? You get the vest, and then the vest plugs into the computer, and then how is it powered?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's an air compression system, so we have a little micro compressor that comes in a little box the size of like a large paperback book.
Yeah.
So that gets powered into the wall, and then the vest plugs into that, and then the vest USBs into PC, since we're starting with the PC platform.
Gotcha. And hopefully lots more games and lots more things. I know we talked to you, some of the other things you're working on, hopefully I can mention this, a driving game, a racing game?
Yeah, we're in the process of developing our own racing title, as well as some partnerships with a racing title as well. So we have a G-Force vest is what we call it.
That's pretty cool.
And anything else you can tell us now that you're working on? Other sort of body parts that you want to wound?
Yeah. Obviously, we're developing interfaces to cover the entire body. So we've got, you know, helmet, arms, and legs all in the works. So that's where we'll be showing the 2008 version at the Consumer Electronics Show early next year in Vegas.
Sounds good. Well, I'm just about ready to get shot myself, and I will be at the Consumer Electronics Show, so look for more follow-up from us. But in the meantime, tngames.com, right?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go.